Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad
welcome to the program. It's always good to start off and get your blood pumping, isn't it? It's always good to remember that you are an American. And by the way, I know many of you are not Americans and you watch the program internationally. You're part of the family too. But you're watching us here in the United States of America fight for our freedom. Freedom that everybody loves and wants to be part of. And that's why we have 160 countries breaking into our borders every single day. Folks, I know you want to give the system this finger. Give them this finger. Share the program. Hit thumbs up. Hit thumbs up. By the way, if you're on Rumble, make sure you follow. There's a little green follow button. It's different than join, just the follow button. So you get my notifications of every time we pop on live and do this. We do this every day, 7 days a week, 7 a.m., 7 p.m. I tell you that in Central Standard Time, even though that's not my broadcast time, because it's easier to remember, 777, because I believe we're all lucky to have each other. So would you please lift a finger, share this program? By the way, immediately following this program, I will jump over and do a follow-up program on my locals. If you're not part of my locals, it's very easy to do. Just go to JovanHuttonPulitzer.locals.com, or if you're on Rumble, you'll see a little button that you can just jump off to locals. It says join my locals. You'll see the link. This is where I can give you a lot of different things that I'm not able to give you on a normal broadcast, because I can drag over PDFs. I do a lot of narration there. Just like the recent order for Fannie Willis, right? If you're trying to understand what the hell the judge was thinking. Yeah, they had to get rid of Nathan Wade. But I narrated the order on defendant's motions to dismiss and qualify the Fulton County District Attorney. It's the court order. And I do that because many people don't actually read the rulings. And you might think a judge was bad or corrupt. I'm telling you, and you'll get it. You might not get it reading it, but you'll get it in the narration. The judge did the right thing, I believe. The judge told you what I told you. I told you this case is forever tainted, and the credibility of her might not go well. The judge acknowledged that. I told you that before they said it. And the judge also seated in there, by the way, if you'll file this case this way, you can kick their ass. Trust me, it's in there if you listen to it. And that's over at my locals. So make sure you join me over at my locals. It's where we get to talk about quite a few things. One thing I want to show you. I've been showing you my new book coming out called Food for Survival. I've settled on a little different look for the cover to match more on the inside. We're working on it, but this is probably where we'll end up, pretty close to the final cover. I approved them early this morning. So that's going to be fun to do. Hey, speaking of food, who doesn't love food? I love food, right? I've got something for you. This is something that I do every day. It's filled with greens. Let me show you this in case you've ever been in my program. It's just fruits and vegetables. That's all that is. You're just not used to seeing fruits and vegetables like that. You know, microfine powder. And I'm talking a microfine powder. Keep this away from the Hunter Bidens in your family. They'll suck it up, but you'll be able to track them down. They'll have a green trail up their nose. But this is just a way to get your fruit and vegetables in you. It's not a meal replacement. Not at all. That's not what it is. It's just a phenomenal way that I start my day every single day. Yep. Fill the greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. It's literally just one scoop a day. That's it. One scoop a day. It tastes great. Totally tastes great. They have all kinds of different flavors. And if you have kind of a sugary tooth, even though this is all natural and great, it'll replace that. I'm telling you, it's great. This stuff has completely improved my life. I feel better on it. The nutrition is the way the nature intended. You should be eating it anyway, right? I feel like I have more energy throughout the day. That's key. I'm not doing any energy drinks or anything like that, which, by the way, can kill you, can ruin your adrenals. I sleep much more soundly. My hair, my skin looks much better. It helps with digestion. I just feel better overall. See, Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. And I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they will give you just a 100% money-back guarantee, no questions asked. I've got you 15% off your first order, free with shipping. Visit fillthegreens.com and use promo code Jovan. That's promo code Jovan at fillthegreens.com. Fillthegreens.com, folks. I highly recommend that you try it out. I really do. I've got something else for you. It's also going to help you, right? Understand what's financially going on and how all of this stuff is financially manipulated. I've told you these rat bastards manipulate us.
Well, behaviors are going to have to change, and this is one thing we're asking companies. You have to force behaviors, and at BlackRock, we are forcing behaviors.
They do force behaviors. It's just like trolls getting in chat. They try to force your behavior. It's a practice. It's a way things are done. But also, like, you can have trolls in chat that try to go make people go a different way. There's also supposed good guys that are supposed to be for us that are rat bastards. I'm going to show you some rat bastards today. Here's a Rat Bastard Hall of Fame.
Well, let me give you my view of what happened January the 6th. And we're here. We're here. We saw what happened. It was a violent insurrection for the purpose of trying to prevent the peaceful transfer of power after a legitimately certified election from one administration to the next. That's what it was.
Yeah, you know about Mitch the Bitch. I'm going to show you some other Mitch the Bitches today, but you know all of this is a con game to push us into what they want to happen for us. And this is why I introduce you all the time. And folks, you should check it out. I want you to understand what JovanLovesGold.com is. I'm not selling gold. I'm just trying to get your head fed, right? I'm trying to get your head fed. See, right now, we do not know what the future holds for our money. I'm kind of worried about it. You should be too. But that's why I bought a little bit of precious metals like gold and silver, just a percent of my overall savings, but enough to give me peace of mind. And that's why I decided to partner with Gold Co. Because now I can give you something I think you will love. I want to train your membrane. Here's what you do. Go to JovanLovesGold.com and you're going to get the free gold and silver kit so you can feed your brain and understand. That's all you have to do. It'll show you how to get into precious metals tax-free and penalty-free, even if your money is in a retirement account like an IRA or 401k. And you know those rat bastards control your money and that's how they do it. By the way, you may even qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. $10,000. I think that's ironic because if you're an illegal and you can sneak across the border, get through Texas, put your hands up and run them over, not only are you going to get a phone and a check and health care, if you can get your butt to New York City, they're going to give you $10,000. Yeah. Take care of yourself. You may qualify for $10,000. Just take care of yourself. You've seen the writing on the wall. Is that okay? You've seen the writing on the wall. Go to JovanLovesGold.com. Get your free gold and silver kit because this is about taking back control of our privacy and our freedom. I cannot predict the future, but I can certainly prepare for it. You should be prepared too. And at the very least, you should be educated about your choices. So take action. Defend your freedom, your privacy, and your future. Go to JovanLovesGold.com. I have one other thing for you. Just a little preview. This is my guest for you tomorrow.
Is there any regrets that you have in life? I should sit here and say, yeah, I got a lot of regrets. But when I look back on my life and I understand the lives that were lost, I mean, I'm sitting here with you. I can tell my story.
He was one of the most respected generals in the world.
He was, by definition, the most dangerous possible person for Donald
Trump. Brilliant military career serving.
Serving the tree.
Facebook.
I'm really excited about it. Look at your chat link right now. Look at your chat link. I sent you a link for you to get the absolute best price for the movie, the DVDs, however you want it. This one is going to be a great movie. Make sure if you want to watch it or DVD, however you want to partake of it, I've given you a link. That's how you get your best possible discount and everything else to it. General Flynn is my guest tomorrow. We're going to be talking through a lot of great things, and we're going to be talking about the potential for a Black Flag event, and you have to be aware of it. So share this program right now. Let's get started. I'm going to expose some rat bastards. Here we go.
Cut the crap. How many times a day do you want to say that to politicians? The elite, the loony liberals, the fake news media, and the gender-confused, emotional socialist snowflake crowd. Cut the crap is your secret weapon for fighting for our freedoms and our great republic. It all begins with a massive mental enema, freeing you from the toxic news and politically correct views, which constipate your consciousness with stinking thinking. Your host, Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer, he's known for calling out politicians and telling them to cut the crap. You've seen him on virtually every television network and listen to him on Coast to Coast Radio, and now he's here to help you learn to fight for America. Culture, race, and American politics, they all have one thing in common. They all need to cut the crap. Now, here's your host, Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer.
Hey, folks, welcome to the program. Yeah, cut the crap. Who in the hell names their program crap? I do. Mainly because I'm not afraid to call out the crap. Crap is merely an acronym that stands for culture, race, and American politics. Right? And when you mix culture, race, and American politics, everything goes to hell in a handbasket. Hey, by the way, hit that thumbs up, hit that share. Do it right now. That's how you give the left, the rhinos, and everybody else crap. We're going to be talking about a rhino stampede. It's the newest attack plan that has been exposed. This is key. First, let's start with a little pop quiz. You didn't know that if you were a crap addict, you have to do a pop quiz, did you? Yeah, you got to do a pop quiz, baby. Okay, let's think about this for a minute. I want you to think that you are George Soros' son's evil twin, that the current son, although he's not a twin, let's just play like you're the twin. Daddy is Hitlerist as much as it can be. You are the true evil son of the two twins. And your job is to totally screw America and the American presidency and make sure that Donald J. Trump does not get in office. Now, you started on your plan way back in 2016, 2015. Yeah. Get it? You're evil. You're crooked. You're Satan incarnate. Look like Hillary. Anyway. And your job is to screw up everything that could happen in a Donald J. Trump presidency. So let's go back to 2016. He's coming down the escalator. How would you do it? Right? How would you do it? Give me some ideas of how you would start. Oh, no, by the way, General Flynn's movie, you can stream it online or you can get a DVD, whatever you want to do. Black Flag, Black Swan. Why are you hammering black, Cher, you racist? Both events, Black Flag, Black Swan. And yes, things are about to get a lot worse. So what would you do? You would maybe bribe the voting systems companies. Maybe you would try things like, well, discredit him by saying like he pees on Russian whores. Is that a bad thing? That he wanted to grab some woman's punani? You're going to destroy his credibility. What else would you do? Well, maybe try to engineer a pandemic. Maybe try to get a hell of a bunch of extra ballots out there. Maybe you start calling in favors for Rhino Republicans. I mean, come on, I'm really telling you, what could you do? So we know most of all those things happen beyond a shadow of doubt. And we know that even though imagine what President Trump was dealing with nobody having his back. But look at all we still got done, and our country thrived. But yeah, you try to turn Republicans against them. You would try to get people in his own party to badmouth him. You'd try to maybe get people at top of the party in the food chain not to support him no matter what, like this one.
Let's dive right into this and start with your decision to step down as RNC chair. If you can, take me behind the scenes a little bit. Were you pushed out of your role?
Well, there's no question that as RNC chair, you have to remain neutral. And we had a primary process. And so we did have debates, right? We had debates and there was tension and a little friction that started during that process. It was well played out in the media. And I knew at that point when I was doing that role and we were going to have debates that when the nominee came forward and it was likely to be President Trump, that they would want to switch. And that's his right as nominee.
And so were you pushed out by him?
He absolutely wanted me to move aside and wanted Michael Whatley and Laura Trump to come in.
Okay, so you know about Rona, Romney. You know about Mitt, Uncle Mitt coming out. You know about that stuff. You'd do fake ballots. You would know you were caught. Like Rona would never take a call. She wouldn't take a call at the beginning. Before you actually heard of me in Georgia, trying to explain, here's what's coming, here's what's going to happen, et cetera, wouldn't take any calls. Calls were scheduled. Calls would go through. And then she said, she can't get the call right now. She'll call you back. Never did. And then when you helped expose them, and they knew something was wrong, they raised $400 million. Let me show you, let me just remind you, since we started with Rona Bologna, let me show you what Rona Bologna ignored. And so did every one of the politicians in Maricopa County, Arizona. And so did every person around President Donald Trump at the time.
What madness is going on in Maricopa County, Arizona? 2,089,563 ballots were cast in 2020, yet Maricopa only turned over 1,911,918 ballots envelope signature images for Shiva analysis. Each envelope represents one ballot cast. That means 177,645 ballots are missing. Where are they? Maricopa said they forgot to load or misplaced 165,844 Election Day ballot images. There are still 11,801 ballots missing in an election, which was only won by a mere 10,500 votes. Really? Now see for yourself just how bad the Maricopa election maladministration is. Jovan Hutton Pulitzer, pioneer of full forensic audits, now releases his third historic data visualization project. Part three in a series of 20 exposes this massive maladministration in Maricopa even further. Now you can see firsthand what he was warning the world about. Massive 14th Amendment and civil rights violation occurred in Maricopa County, Arizona. Download the early vote rejection report and compare it to the Shiva signature report and see the out-of-control election maladministration madness in Maricopa. Use this Q code or the URL on your screen to download for free the third data visualization project released in this expose series. Thousands upon thousands of voters in Maricopa were treated different under an arbitrary set of double standards regarding election rules and decisions. For example, 34,448 votes with a very unique problem. These votes were cast by 17,126 voters. They voted twice. That's a crime. How about this maladministration? Massive rejection of early votes for no or questionable signatures. Yet, at the end of the election, Maricopa approved thousands of votes with no signature at all. Double standards equal massive 14th Amendment violations. You want answers. You demand election transparency. Now see the truth for yourself. Download this historic data visualization project absolutely free. Scan the Q code on your screen or go to the URL below. Open your eyes. Download this historic report now.
Now think about that. Randy Pullen in Arizona. Ken Bennett, who was able to get on the news and say the most important thing discovered in the election was that Joe Biden basically won and the numbers were basically correct. Let me ask you a question. How do you do it with 179,000 ballots missing? I only share that with you to help you understand the rhino bastardism. So now as we go through this, barring, right? And there's nothing we can do. The methodology by which this con is done by the GOP of ballot harvesting set, none of us are going to change that. Not a single one of us are going to change that. But that's how the GOP keeps conning everybody. Period. It's the way it works. Now, I was giving you kind of a pop quiz. By the way, share this program. Lift that finger and say F you to the system by clicking that thumbs up and sharing. It all begins with you understanding how these rat bastards do it to you, right? And what they're willing to do to stay in control. Now, we've run the gamut of possibly everything, pandemics, con games, been through 91 indictments. We're going to take your properties. We're going to destroy your family. We're going to arrest everybody. Right? All that junk. You know that. So what's left outside of killing Donald J. Trump, which I suspect if they thought they could get away with it, they would do it. But please remember, there are terrorists in this country. There are people in this country that they've kind of said were out to get Donald Trump. But let's set that aside. Yeah, they brought the wet work in. You're right, Kevin. They brought in the wet crew. But let's set that aside. What's left when you see that, when you're a rat bastard and you see the writing is on the wall and Donald J. Trump is probably going to be back in the White House? What's left? Do you know? Well, right now we have an interesting thing where the rats, or the rhinos, truly the rhinos, have a new attack plan. I have always told you, I am so sick of the failure of people gobbling up, it's the machines, it's the machines, it's the machines. Because that allows you to focus or fixate on one thing only, the machine, and ignore everything else. And they need that, because if you focus on this one, you don't focus on people, paper, and programs, and that's how it's really done. But that's also part of the GOP play. The machines, the machines, the machines. So right now what's going on is the rhino bastardites, yes, the rat bastards, are now executing a brand new plan because they do see the writing on the wall. And it's a three-part plan to make sure we're screwed, even in the event that Donald J. Trump gets in. Here's what's going on. We're going to analyze it.
But Speaker Johnson cannot remain a Speaker of the House. Speaker Johnson has also failed our
mission. No, Speaker Johnson. I think we should make new rules that you can't introduce a bill that you drop there at night. I also think we should introduce bills that you get a certain amount of days to review it per page in it. Because, you know, they drop these 6,000-page bills at midnight and say we're going to vote on it midnight 01. Anyway, Mr. Johnson has exposed his Johnson. Maybe it's more like Johnson's been overtaken a Johnson, if you know what I mean.
But Speaker Johnson cannot remain a Speaker of the House. Speaker Johnson has also failed our majority because he is allowing Mike Gallagher to leave Congress after the deadline date, where his district cannot hold a special election and elect a new representative for the rest of this entire Congress. Mike Gallagher betrayed all of us, and Speaker Johnson, as the one who's responsible for our majority, praised Mike Gallagher on Friday after he announced his departure, saying that he's great and praising him and thanking him for his service in Congress. Speaker Johnson should be forcing Mike Gallagher to leave early so that his district can hold a special election, and any strong Republican Speaker of the House would expel a member for leaving our razor-thin majority in such a delicate, delicate state. Okay. We cannot allow this.
Okay, so let me tell you what's going on. Mike Gallagher, not the radio guy, who I love his work, Mike Gallagher is leaving. Okay. He's a Republican out of Wisconsin. You know, that incredible, wonderful state that is just as bad as Michigan or Arizona when it comes to elections. He's leaving. Now, there are rules. The short of it is, if he decides he wants to leave, which he's done, the party that put him in can say, okay, here's your replacement. But you got a time clock to do that. If he resigns after X date, that cannot be done. The seat technically remains vacant until the next big session, which is much later on. And of course, this guy will profess he's a Christian and he's this and he's that and I'm a dad, whatever. But it's very interesting. Something totally within his control. Totally something within Mike Johnson's ability, but they're not doing it. They're not doing it. Let's dive in a little bit deeper. Now, look, I don't care what you think about Marjorie Taylor Greene. This is just a big issue. We're caught. You got to understand this. Johnson goes out, we get one less vote. We're going to cover that in a minute. But all of a sudden, we've got a rhino stampede leaving. And it appears that our conservative speaker is compromised. But we've got a rhino stampede leaving. See, that's another way. That's my point. One of the safe ways to do this, and I've always told you, they train Democrats to look Republican. They get them elected, and then they're just pawns. Well, now they're trying to save space, let's say. And they're just getting these placed operatives to retire conveniently. Have you ever, we have never had so many lawmakers say, oh, I just can't do this anymore. Normally, their goal is to stay in for life, right? Well, they're dropping like flies. And as you understand that slim margin we have, it starts dwindling away, maybe to the point that we got Hakeem Jeffries as speaker. This is a setup. Here's a little bit more.
What Mike Gallagher did yesterday was intentional, purposeful, and puts our entire majority at risk. I think he should be expelled preeminently before he's allowed to just walk out of Congress at a date of his choosing where his district doesn't get to replace him until next Congress. I think that is completely wrong. I think people should be able to have a voice. His district deserves a voice in Congress, and we should expel him, and that way his district can replace him as quickly as possible with a special election. Our majority is too important to throw away, and the horrible, dishonest and completely irresponsible actions of many in our Republican majority have led us to where we are. When people leave early, it's a math game. They're the ones that put us at risk of losing the majority. Every member that leaves early puts us at risk of losing the majority. Expelling Republican members for a Democrat to control and take over the seat like they did to George Santos puts us at risk of Hakeem Jeffries becoming the Speaker of the House. It's not me putting in a motion to vacate. Like a pink slip, letting Mike Johnson know that his speakership is over, and also informing our entire conference that we need to come together, move forward, and start the process, and no matter how long it takes, to decide who our next speaker is going to be, one that the American people will trust, and one that will not do the bidding of the deep state and the CIA and the continued effort to destroy America. So that's where we're going from here. And this process may take a while, but I think it's the most important. Yes, painful. I don't care how painful it is. If you want to lead this country, you better get ready to be uncomfortable and get comfortable being uncomfortable, because we have a job to do. And our job is to save America. And that is not an easy task. And it's not going to be quick. It's going to take us a long time.
You know, it's kind of interesting. We shouldn't need a majority in America. We should just be for America. But sad as it is, and you're right, Miss Vicky, finding another true Republican speaker will be a crapshoot. This is a big deal. All this stuff is kind of happening at this time. And their job is to represent the people that elected them. They're not sticking with the job, and they're leaving early. Have you ever heard of a politician coming in, getting newly elected, got 2 years on that first term, then you're, you know, it rolls, and then, well, no, I just decided not to do it. You get it? And it's because the system is just a game, a BS game that's going on. And so we're going to take a look at that, and we're going to follow the money. I'm going to show you some things, too, you probably didn't catch in all of this, because they always, 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 always expose themselves. Here's a little deeper dive.
You have a couple colleagues who are leaving the conference just in a few days right now, today. One of them, and Mike Gallagher, in a couple of weeks of Wisconsin, he has announced that he's going to be departing. That's going to bring your majority down to close to the slimmest in history or in recent history. Is this an indictment on what it's like to be a Republican in Congress right now?
Well, I'll tell you, it's not an indictment. It's just I'm very disappointed that people are not finishing the job that they signed up to do. I like Mike Gallagher, but unless it's for health reasons, you do your job for the term that you're elected to do it, which is 2 years. And the worst part about it with Mike Gallagher, you know, per his state, if he resigned before April 19th, you could pick a replacement, have a special election. After the 19th, in which I understand he's resigned on the 19th, It's got to run through November. So we're gonna their state is not gonna have the representation that they thought they had when Mike went into office. And why leave the country in a lurch like this? We're headed towards socialism with this administration.
Maybe because he thinks that the Congress isn't doing. Maybe because they think the Congress is too dysfunctional and is not doing anything. You don't think that that's a reflection on what it's like to actually serve right now?
It is dysfunctional. We're spending more money than we make. And yes, the cancer in this country is spending more than we make. $35 trillion is not a figment of our imagination. Those coming across the border are not a figment of our imagination. It's real. So yes, it's dysfunctional, but we're here to solve problems. People send us, pay us a salary and send us to Washington to do a job. And I just hate that, Ken Buck left. And, George Santos was kicked out. At least he voted for sanity while he was there. What these Democrats are doing is not American, and the problems we're facing are affecting every Democrat, every Republican all across the board. So it's really not a Democrat-Republican issue.
All right.
It's an American issue.
Congressman Ralph Norman, thank you very much for joining us tonight. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
So this is a big deal. It's everywhere.
We have a couple colleagues who are leaving.
It's a big deal. It's everywhere. The news is kind of gloating about it. I just want to let you know, I do not think this is a distraction. This is a symptom. This is a herpetic eruption of rhinoitis is what it is. I want to let you know a few things. You've got to remember, if they can make all of these moves before Donald Trump wins, and they get all of the people in the right place, do you understand what it opens up? Think about this for a minute. Let's say they get, because you've never heard politicians saying, oh, I just don't want to do this. I'm making too much damn money too fast. You don't hear that. If they can get all of these moves done, McCarthy and Ryan, I agree, is a part of it. What can they do? Come on, think about it. What can they do? What can they do? If they can get it done before the election, that's right. When President Trump wins, they can then say it was illegitimate. They can then refuse not to certify the election. They can then decide he was a criminal, so he shouldn't have run anyway. Do you understand now what's at play? Don't ignore this. At their best case, it's just they could make Donald Trump ineffective, lame duck, period. At the worst case damage to our country, they can say he should have never been able to win. It's a different type of coup. It's January 6th, part two, done by the people that said they were attacked. Do you get it yet? Do you understand? They're playing for keeps. You've got to play for your family. I would just want to remind you briefly, this is why we do setmefreeplease.com. We will give you an exit plan. We will do everything we can to help stabilize your family. We've got 2.2 million people doing this. They become your warriors with you. They're like-minded people. We can help you protect yourself the best you can. It's really, I think, the only issue. And when you realize that the Supreme Court of the United States said that only Congress can remove the president, now you understand what's going on. Folks, if you have not gone to setmefreeplease.com, now is the time to do it. We will get to you. You're going to put in your information. We will get to you. And those of you getting this done right now, I'll set up a Zoom. You'll get a link. I'll walk you through it. We'll get you started. But look, we got 2 million plus people doing this. This is going to be your people helping you through this, because it's all, it's just like right now, we're family and friends here. But I want to walk you through everything that's going on. Hopefully you just begin to see the connections. And I know you have a pit in your stomach, but here's the deal. Think about this. Do you want to get to that day and have incredible hope and have done nothing and watch them take it right before you? Or do you want to just protect yourself and your family in case it happens and you got a head start on taking care of yourself? Follow me. Follow me. They bank on you doing nothing. They bank on you not sharing a program like this. This is how it goes, folks. This is why we had to do setmefreeplease.com. That's why it's so important. They think you're going to keep on waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, and you won't save yourself. So, folks, set yourself free. Go to setmefreeplease.com. Set yourself free. Just fill out the information. We'll show you how to do it. Nothing's ever easy. People will bitch and moan, but here it is. And that's why you've got to be able to prepare. But let's see what the mainstream idiots. And by the way, Rona Bologna is now an MSNBC and NBC commentator. Imagine that.
And Kristen, there's more bad news for Speaker Johnson today, because Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher from Wisconsin, one of the party's rising stars, who had already announced that he wasn't going to run for re-election. He's got a wife and young kids. He announced that he's actually resigning imminently. His last day will be on April 19th. Today is Congressman Ken Buck, Republican Congressman Ken Buck's last day. This means Speaker Johnson's already razor-thin majority is now going to be down to one vote, one-vote majority.
It's now to the point that one single Republican not going along tanks everything. Do you understand the con we're under? I'm going to go back a little bit. We'll go back to stuff we found in 2021 regarding the 2020 election and all these sitting guys here, all these guys speaking, and most of these guys that are now retiring, they all knew and had the information and didn't do squat.
What madness is going on in Maricopa County, Arizona? 2,089,563 ballots were cast in 2020, yet Maricopa only turned over 1,911,918 ballots envelope signature images for Shiva analysis. Each envelope represents one ballot cast. That means 177,645 ballots are missing. Where are they? Maricopa said they forgot to load or misplaced 165,844 Election Day ballot images. There are still 11,801 ballots missing in an election, which was only won by a mere 10,500 votes. Really? Now see for yourself just how bad the Maricopa election maladministration is. Jovan Hutton Pulitzer, pioneer of full forensic audits, now releases his third historic data visualization project. Part three in a series of 20 exposes this massive maladministration in Maricopa even further. Now you can see firsthand what he was warning the world about. Massive 14th Amendment and civil rights violation occurred in Maricopa County, Arizona. Download the early vote rejection report and compare it to the Shiva signature report and see the out-of-control election maladministration madness in Maricopa. Use this Q code or the URL on your screen to download for free the third data visualization project released in this expose series. Thousands upon thousands of voters in Maricopa were treated different under an arbitrary set of double standards regarding election rules and decisions. For example, 34,448 votes with a very unique problem. These votes were cast by 17,126 voters. They voted twice. That's a crime. How about this maladministration? Massive rejection of early votes for no or questionable signatures. Yet, at the end of the election, Maricopa approved thousands of votes with no signature at all. Double standards equal massive 14th Amendment violations. You want answers. You demand election transparency. Now see the truth for yourself. Download this historic data visualization project absolutely free. Scan the Q code on your screen or go to the URL below. Open your eyes. Download this historic report now.
You know, everything I try to give you is solution-based. We know what's happening. We know what's going on, but you got to have solutions. We got to talk through this. We've got to plan for each other. That's why I also do my locals, JoeVonHuttonPolisher.locals.com. After this broadcast, I'll be there. I do another program called Survive the Crap. You got to get back to the stuff your grandparents, great-grandparents, etc. knew. I do Cut the Crap. I now bring you Survive the Crap, and that's also why I train people about what really to look for in the elections, because the GOP doesn't do it. And I do that over at fireaxe.academy, not .com.academy. But people have to wake up. Now, let's talk about it. I'm going to show you some figures here you're not going to like, but you've got to pay attention. This has been a nightmare. Count yourself awake. The problem is, not enough people are awake. You got to raise a finger. Think of how many people, I mean, just think about watching that video there and knowing all that stuff. Think about how many people suppressed that. Think about lawmakers in Arizona raising $4 million, one lawmaker saying, we're going to fix this, we're going to do it, and whatever. Not a penny was spent. Think about the GOP raising $400 million. Didn't help support that at all. You have to understand, this comes down to us. This is up to us. And they count on you not being able to lift a finger. So let me give you a little bit of information you need to understand kind of how this whole thing's going on. See, with this fellow, Mike Gallagher, the U.S. House of Representatives is going to go. The divide at the moment is 217 to 213. That's going to happen on April 19th. And that's with Gallagher's decision to resign. And that person is not going to be able to be replaced with a conservative. It's going to open up, right? Gallagher served four terms. He's been in all. And here's kind of a common gone. I was a Marine intelligence officer, and I was twice deployed to Iraq. Is he defending the country by magically, deliciously retiring? Now, I want you to think about that. I'm a Marine intelligence officer, served from 2006 to 2013. I was twice deployed to Iraq. It's kind of like the gunny bullshit in Arizona, right? He didn't vote. Ms. Gallagher guy didn't vote to impeach Mayorkas. He didn't. Right? I'm going to show you some more in a minute, but let's kind of talk about what's really going on. I want to show you some numbers. Here's what you need to understand how bad this is. Here are the Republicans that have now magically, deliciously announced they will not seek re-election in 2024. Okay? These are the people that said, I won't seek re-election. They're not going to do it. Here's what you've got. You've got Debbie Lesko from Arizona, Kay Granger from Texas, Ben Winstrup from Ohio, Michael Burgess from Texas, Patrick McHenry from North Carolina, Drew Ferguson from Georgia, Doug Lamborn from Colorado, Larry Bushon from Indiana, Blaine Lukemeyer in Missouri, Greg Pence in Indiana, Jeff Duncan in South Carolina, Matt Rosendale in Montana, Kathy McMorris Rogers in Washington. All of these, okay, people in critical areas. Now, you got to ask yourself, why aren't Democrats resigning? You ever think about that? Why are not Democrats resigning? Oh, by the way, this is the immediate list that's underway right now, and they're stepping down. There were several for 2022. The 2022, that did this is Ken Buck. We're going to talk about him in a minute. Bill Johnson went away, and of course, McCarthy went away. Now, let's try to figure out what the hell's going on. And sometimes we have to try to follow the money, right? We have to follow the money. Is there any common denominator in the money that is causing this rhino stampede? You know, because you can hate Donald Trump. You can try to put up another candidate. Donald Trump's going to keep on kicking your ass. So when you realize your ass is getting kicked, you've got to remember there's always multiple plans. Here's a few things I question. There's this billionaire, hedge fund manager, Paul Singer. He's the CEO of Elliott Management. He has about $50 billion in assets. He's worth about $6 billion. He is a hardcore, I freaking hate Donald J. Trump. I'm talking to the bitter nastiness kind of hater. In 2016, he's the one that basically bankrolled Marco Rubio. He has a PAC. They always call it nice things, right? His PAC's called R Principles. And of course, you know, back there in 16, he did $1 million donation. Then he did a $250,000 donation, a $250,000 donation, and then another $1 million donation. He wanted Rubio in. Was Rubio the one with small hands? I forget. Anyway, Rubio didn't cut mustard. Well, after Rubio went down for this election, the same guy, Mr. Singer, he gave $5 million to Nikki Haley's campaign. Now, many people say Rubio is a rhino. Almost everyone now agrees Nikki Haley. Look, I liked Nikki Haley at one time. Now that I see this stuff, bang. Well, okay. He gave $5 million to Nikki Haley. By the way, that donation was just kind of, right? She had 3 months with that money and she just kind of dropped out. I've always told you that they get to keep it. Is he trying to protect the swamp at all costs? Well, let's take a look. All of these people that resigned, all of the people that are splitting in 2024, 6 out of the 14 that announced they won't re-seek election in 2024 have taken donations from Paul Singer. Kathy McMorris Rogers, Patrick McHenry, Drew Ferguson, Kay Granger, Blake Lukenmeyer, Greg Pence, et cetera, et cetera. This is the list of all the donations to Republicans. Now, does that really mean they're bad? No, but you got to kind of look at coincidences. And if you dig deeper, we just look at this Mike Gallagher fellow, which is delivering the current blow. You really see that this Singer guy digs the crap out of Gallagher and Kevin McCarthy. His two big go-tos are Gallagher, Kevin McCarthy. And oh, by the way, that fellow Buck in Colorado. Now, I don't think there's a coincidence in this, do you? I just really don't. I think this is a strategic plan they're doing. So let's go back. Let's look at Mr. Buck in Colorado. When he announced to the people that elected him as a Republican why he was saying bye-bye to all the big money and fame.
Hi, this is Congressman Ken Buck. I have decided not to seek a sixth term in the U.S. House of Representatives.
I've decided not to seek a sixth term. He's been a shoe-in nonstop. He's had a big effect on our country. He's probably more responsible for Colorado going deep purple than most. But let's listen to him Why? Why leave us? Oh my God, why?
Hi, this is Congressman Ken Buck. I have decided not to seek a sixth term in the U.S. House of Representatives. Too many Republican leaders are lying to America, claiming that the 2020 election was stolen, describing January 6th as an unguided tour of the Capitol.
You're quitting because of January 6th and the election wasn't stolen? What makes you think January 6th was really something bad?
Well, let me give you my view of what happened January the 6th. And we're here. We saw what happened. It was a violent insurrection for the purpose of trying to prevent the peaceful transfer of power after a legitimately certified election from one administration to the next. That's what it was.
You mean you agree with Mitch the Bitch Buck? What the
fuck? Hi, this is Congressman Ken Buck. I have decided not to seek a sixth term in the U.S. House of Representatives. Too many Republican leaders are lying to America, claiming that the 2020 election was stolen, describing January 6th as an unguided tour of the Capitol, and asserting that the ensuing prosecutions are a weaponization of our justice system. These insidious narratives breed widespread cynicism and erode Americans' confidence in the rule of law. It is impossible for the Republican Party to confront our problems and offer a course correction for the future while being obsessively fixated on retribution and vengeance for contrived injustices of the past. Being your representative in Washington, D.C. has been the greatest professional thrill and highest honor of my life. May God bless you, and may God bless these United States of America.
Contrived issues of the election being stolen.
What madness is going on in Maricopa County, Arizona? 2,089,563 ballots were cast in 2020, yet Maricopa only turned over 1,911,918 ballots envelope signature images for Shiva analysis. Each envelope represents one ballot cast. That means 177,645 ballots are missing. Where are they? Maricopa said they forgot to load or misplaced 165,844 Election Day ballot images. There are still 11,801 ballots missing in an election, which was only won by a mere 10,500 votes. Really? Now see for yourself just how bad the Maricopa election maladministration is. Jovan Hutton Pulitzer, pioneer of full forensic audits, now releases his third historic data visualization project. Part three in a series of 20 exposes this massive maladministration in Maricopa even further. Now you can see firsthand what he was warning the world about. Massive 14th Amendment and civil rights violation occurred in Maricopa County, Arizona. Download the early vote rejection report and compare it to the Shiva signature report and see the out-of-control election maladministration madness in Maricopa. Use this Q code or the URL on your screen to download for free the third data visualization project released in this expose series. Thousands upon thousands of voters in Maricopa were treated different under an arbitrary set of double standards regarding election rules and decisions. For example, 34,448 votes with a very unique problem. These votes were cast by 17,126 voters. They voted twice. That's a crime. How about this maladministration? Massive rejection of early votes for no or questionable signatures. Yet, at the end of the election, Maricopa approved thousands of votes with no signature at all. Double standards equal massive 14th Amendment violations. You want answers. You demand election transparency. Now see the truth for yourself. Download this historic data visualization project absolutely free. Scan the Q code on your screen or go to the URL below. Open your eyes. Download this historic report now.
So let me ask you a question. Is this worth the thumbs up or a share and a follow now? Yeah, I know. I know. Yeah, I know you're thinking, Jovan, look, those reports are so over 2.5 years ago. That's old news. Okay. So let's look at this Mike Gallagher guy. He's a former military intelligence officer. Red, white, and blue served from 2006 to 2013. Two tours in Iraq. He is red, white, and blue. He is for this country. He served four terms. He is so wonderful. And all of a sudden, he's resigning in a manner that he can't be replaced by his own party or district. But he's red, white, and blue. And you know he's a smart guy. He's an intelligence officer. He has intelligence. He knows how to know what's true. Let's go back in time.
Right now, I am sheltered in place in my office because we have protesters who have stormed the Capitol. Clash.
My God, Marine, are you scared? January 6th, are you scared, Mr. Marine?
Right now, I am sheltered in place in my office because we have protesters who have stormed the Capitol, clashing with Capitol police, forcing their way into Statuary Hall. The Vice President of the United States was just rushed off the floor of the House by Secret Service. This is Banana Republic crap that we're watching happen right now. This is the cost of countenancing an effort by Congress to overturn the election and telling thousands of people that there is a legitimate shot of over.
What? January 6th was an insurrection? And you think the election was valid like Mr. Fuck? And the turtle?
Well, let me give you my view of what happened January the 6th. And we're here. We're here. We saw what happened. It was a violent insurrection for the purpose of trying to prevent the peaceful transfer of power after a legitimately certified election.
Oh my God, they all agree.
Hi, this is Congressman Ken Buck. I have decided not to seek a sixth term in the U.S. House of Representatives. Too many Republican leaders are lying to America, claiming that the 2020 election was stolen, describing January 6th as an unguided tour of the Capitol.
What'd you say, Mr. Gallagher? Mr. Intelligence Officer? I agree with you. That is an oxymoron.
Right now, I am sheltered in place in my office because we have protesters who have stormed the Capitol, clashing with Capitol police, forcing their way into Statuary Hall. The Vice President of the United States was just rushed off the floor of the House by Secret Service. This is Banana Republic crap that we're watching happen right now. This is the cost of countenancing an effort by Congress to overturn the election and telling thousands of people that there is a legitimate shot of overturning the election today, even though you know that is not true. We have got to stop this. Mr. President, you have got to stop this. You are the only person who can call this off. Call it off. The election is over. Call it off. This is bigger than you. It's bigger than any member of Congress. It is about the United States of America, which is more important than any politician. Call it off. It's over.
I'm trying to figure out how he did that video before all the people were there and the melee supposedly ensued. And he used all the key buzzwords that everybody used. How did he do that? Is it something in the water? No. It's something in the system. And now you know. And now you see. And that's why I don't want you to forget these things. That's why I want to put this front and center. You've got to understand. We are at war. There's only two changes going to happen. The very first thing is you got to change your mind, and you have to stop relying on politicians and lawmakers to do things that benefit you. That's number one. That's what's got to change. You got to get your head in the right place. Second thing that has to change is you've got to realize if you're going to do it, then you better get doing it, because I'm telling you, if all shit hits the fan and you wait till after the fact, you've lost your heads up. 36 months ago, I started telling you this. But yet we live in a country where Tyson Chicken says, we got to save money. We're going to close down this plant in Indianapolis or Indiana or Iowa, wherever the hell it is. We got to lay off 1,200 people, but we're going to hire 52,000 illegals. I wish some way through my screen I could just reach out and snap you on the back of the head like NCSI. Say, wake up, 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 wake up. But it's too late. It's too late. It's too late once it gets 100% put into play. And it's not 100% put into play. I would strongly urge you go to setmefreeplease.com. Join 2.2 million of us who are doing this right, getting ourselves out of the system. It's nothing radical. It's just changing your habits. But at least you stop funding the system. And at least you got a support network of 2.2 million of us who all talk together and work together to help cover each other's butt and be there when we need them. And that's why you're family to me, not viewers. And I want you to understand that. That's why everything I do is about giving you an escape plan, helping you take care of yourself, helping you understand what's going on. It's all part of it. Pretty eye-opening when you look back at time, and history is the best indicator. And even the people that told you the Arizona audit was a grifter, got lots of grifter, he's a fraud, he's a Fed boy. Now you maybe understand why. Now you maybe understand why, to get to the bottom of what really happened, my team had to go back 16 years, because you have to understand the trends to see the anomaly when it happens. Because if you just look at the anomaly, okay, well, this is what it was. No, you got to go back and look. You got to go back and look. And yes, we've changed up the cover on the Food Force book. We decided to make it a little more foodie fruity. We're at war, folks. I'm here to help. I'm here to set you free. That's also why I do locals. I'm headed there next. I'm headed there next. Jovan Hutton, Pulitzer.locals. By the way, if you're on Rumble right now, you can just click and join, right? It's very easy. Red join button, join, hop over. We're going to discuss all of this a little more deeper, a little more candidly, not on out socialist social media. I love you all. I would hope, please, folks, you would share this program. We're at war. I got your back. I know you got my back. But it's about truth, speaking truth, and opening people's eyes to how they do it, so you get it, so you can respond to it. And you got to stop relying on lawmakers to make changes when it's you that must change the way you think and operate. Love y'all.
Most people are afraid to stand up and speak out, but not you. You've been learning how to tell the system to cut the crap. What can I do to help save the America I love? And the answer is, learn how to fight back and tell the system to cut the crap. Cut the Crap's not just a radio program, it's a movement. The right kind of movement, which breaks free the conservative constipation and reminds you that you are the majority, and we're just not going to take it anymore. Make sure you're following Jovan Hutton and Pulitzer on all social media. See you next week, and between now and then, take a stand and tell them all to cut the crap.
260 million of you shop here weekly.
And did you know you spend about $1,400 each year? 2.5 million of you shop here daily, and you give them $1,000 each year. Combined, that's $500 billion annually. And you think it's the American way to shop? Think again. Your hard-earned money is being funneled to bad organizations. The consumable products you buy, well, they're washing America down the drain. Think about where you spend your money. Folks, we have to save America from socialism. We need to make the woke go broke. First things first, and that's America first. You need to follow the money. You need to follow your money and make the woke go broke. So I will show you how to save America from socialism. Go to makewokegobroke.click. Yes, .click. Makewokegobroke.click. Makewokegobroke.click and do it now.
Joe Vaughn, HuttonPulitzer.locals.com is the only place a true patriot can stay informed, free of charge, without censorship. Over 18.5 million plays, it's Joe Vaughn, Hutton Pulitzer.
It's absolutely a government triangulation. They are literally putting Mike Lindell in the crosshairs. They get to choose 250 ballots of their choosing. Now you have the facts and the information to educate them and to open their eyes to what's really happened. Even I had no idea how dirty they play this game of censorship until I lost my social media.
If you consider yourself to be a true patriot, it would be a crime not to visit JovanHuttonPulitzer.locals.com today.
I guarantee you, you will absolutely be the smartest patriot in the room.
Your eyes, American proud, we know you're what you've done for you, for me, for our country. You'll go down in history as our war.